trent godt de dagene det ble som verst, og ja, det har fungert veldig fint for min del at ting er som de er, og så naturlig at det kommer rykter og klubber interessert når man hadde en god sesong. Og det er noen del av jobben min, og ja, da lever jeg veldig godt med at jeg er Rosenborg-spiller og ja, skal bli fra klubben her i år, og det gleder jeg meg veldig til.
Det der, Petter Rasmus, det var ukas store snakkis, for Ole Sæther havner jo rampelyset da, titt og ofte. Og nå fordi Cagliari med Ranieri i spissen bød to gang,
ja.
Cirka 10 millioner vel, men hvor Rosenborg da sa nei, og slik vi forstår det, ønsker opp mot 20 mil. Er det til å forstå?
Ja, jeg har vært på Sardinia, så jeg skjønner godt at Ole Sæther kunne tenkt seg en tur dit.
Ja, men jeg spurte
det. Det var ikke fint.
At Rosenborg
ikke
var ivrig. Nei, jeg fikk jo inntrykk av at han kanskje var ivrig på å prøve et sardinisk eventyr. Altså, han sa vel litt om det, agenten i Deadline Day til TV 2 i går, agenten til Ole Sæther.
Ja.
Men at Rosenborg sier nei.
Ja, det jeg skjønte jo at det var det du spurte om. Det er selvsagt, altså det er til å forstå. Selvsagt ikke til å forstå, eller selvsagt er kanskje et ord vi ikke trenger å ha med, men jeg var jo også Rosenborg mot Tromsø, og akkurat nå, i starten av februar 2023, så ser Ole Sæther ut som den spissen på Rosenborg som er best i stand til å score mål. Og da har Rosenborg mer behov for å ha han her, all den tid man ikke henter inn flere. Snære trenger å trene, Mani trenger å trene, Stefano Vecchia trenger å trene, Ole Sæther ser sharp ut. Ja. Da er det til å forstå.
Følg opp litt da, så har vi omtalt de forhandlingene mellom Rosenborg og Sæther i en artikkel i avisa nå i dag på en onsdag som vi skriver det her, og det er forskjellig lønnsønske hans kontra det Rosenborg da vil gi. Er det til å forstå? At Rosenborg og han er, altså at de ikke blir enige?
Ja, det er jo... Litt tynnere is og farlige landskap å egentlig bevege seg ut på, men det ser jo ut som om avstanden mellom krav og tilbud er mye mindre enn det kanskje mange har trodd. Ja. Og da blir det litt vanskeligere å forstå hvis det faktisk er sånn, fordi at det har vi snakket om i podcasten tidligere, at verdien av å ha en trøndersk midtspiss som attpåtil skårer mål, den er nesten vanskelig å sette pris på for Rosenborg, og så har jo denne sagaen utviklet seg sånn at Ole Sæther har nok en noe dalende stjerne, for å si det sånn, hos deler av fanskaren. Men det er så fint med fotball. Fotballhukommelsen er det korteste som finnes omtrent i hele verden, så hvis Ole starter serien med å score mål, så ordner det seg fort. Men nå har det vært en del krusninger, så det er egentlig godt gjort, synes jeg, at Ole så såpass sharp som, ut som han gjorde mot Tromsø, for at det er litt tøft å stå i, det må det jo være.
Samtidig, you shall not comment on Cagliari or wagers or anything, but you are training with Ole Sæther. You done that for the last weeks. How good is it at the moment?
Yeah, he's very sharp. I like him a lot. It's been nice training with him. He's very very sharp. Does all the things well that a striker has to do. And yeah, I can see that he's a good player.
But we are now discussing the transfer window. Are you sitting with your mobile phone and watching the latest rumors and following your Finnish friends? They were linked to Dutch clubs, Groningen. So also Finnish players were linked to Groningen, by example. Are you following the window?
Not too much. I'm not too good at following that stuff. But of course, I see. Just happened to see stuff on social media, so I know. I know a lot of like where the Finnish players move, but yeah, I think my, for example, my dad knows more about the transfer rumors than I. Cause of course, it's many times it's rumors, so I don't really also care too much about that.
And then there's nothing to read about you because you just came to Rosenborg, so
yeah.
Around you it's all quiet.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We'll talk more about that, men vi blir på norsk og engelsk her i dag, Petter. Men ja. Så er det store spørsmålet, slik vi forstår, da, så er det i hvert fall to tyrkiske klubber som følger Ole Sæther. Det vinduet er åpent en ukes tid til, og så er det også MLS-interesse, et vindu da i USA som akkurat har åpnet. Spiller Ole Sæther for Rosenborg ved seriestart?
Jeg blir overrasket hvis han spiller i Amerika, i hvert fall sånn som vi kjenner det amerikanske markedet, så er ikke de super happy med å betale ganske høye overgangssummer. Og hvis prislappen er satt på 20, så tror jeg det på en måte setter et ganske sånn solid strek over MLS, vil jeg tro.
Ja.
Men i Tyrkia så sitter jo penningen litt løsere, så det kan jo skje. Men jeg føler jo at både Rosenborg og Ole Sæther nå olegger seg på en måte som gjør det mer og mer sannsynlig at han spiller på Lerkendal i 2023 och det syns jag är fint. Mm. För han igen alltså vi liker ju när det svinger lite runt Rosenborg
ja.
Och det svinger runt Rosenborg när Olle Sæther spelar på laget.
Det såg vi I fjor.
Det gör det.
Absolut. Men får vi se då alltså samtidigt back to you again before you even came here because you were away with the national squad the first week when Rosenborg trained on Gran Canaria. Kasper Tengsted, he has left. He had left when you arrived. I know Ole Sæther, there are rumors about him as well. Is this a theme in the dressing room?
At least I haven't heard too much. A lot of the guys are also speaking Norwegian. So.
Maybe that's why you don't know.
Yeah, that's also maybe why I don't know. But yeah, at least me, I haven't heard too much about that.
Nei, for sånn det nå. Til å ta det først også. For jeg sa det litt da, for we are back on English again, Petter Rasmus.
Ja, da, det går fint det. Vi må ikke
forstå skuldre nå.
Vi må ikke forstå problemene. Det her går fint. Det skal bli en hyggelig time med Santri, og vi må jo bli kjent med gubben som har kommet fra Finland. Kommer litt brått på oss at Santri vennen kom til Rosenborg. Vi skal selvfølgelig innom ja, men, hans inngang til klubben.
Helt først om det, Santri, you are from Helsinki. Så.
Yes.
You're from Helsinki, sant?
Sant.
But we have to talk English, not Swedish. I hope that we could talk Swedish with you now.
Yeah, it's my Swedish is it's not too good. In Finland, you're supposed to learn it in school, but
you're supposed to learn it in school.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Also
yeah.
In Helsinki.
Yes, everyone has to learn Swedish in school, but I haven't learned too much.
So you're so paying more attention to the English classes than the Swedish classes.
Yeah, yeah. I was always thinking that why would I need Swedish? And I remember like my mom always saying that. Maybe you play in Sweden or maybe you play in Norway, but that was not.
No
I don't
way.
Need Swedish, but yeah, it would have been good. But I understand some words here and there, some sentences. But yeah, it helps a lot to know something.
Do you have any ambitions at all learning Norwegian, or do you don't even try?
I think I'm gonna try. At least I'm thinking that it would be nice to learn Norwegian, but we'll see. But
at least the dressing room words, dressing room terminology,
or the ones you use on the pitch.
Yeah,
høyre, venstre, yeah. Up, ned, press.
The in the field, it's I think it's easier.
Yeah,
it's easy to understand because there's always the context that I know what we're talking about. But in the dressing room, when people are just talking, I don't know.
But you have you now have two coaches and they are both kind of mediocre in English. They speak a lot of Norwegian on the pitch.
Yeah.
And then they sort of when they have done a quite long talk, it's kind of 5 or 6 seconds at the end in English. But it's not even close to being the whole message. How do you get their message?
At least at this point I've got it well. If there's something I don't understand, I as coaches or as other players, it's been easy because it's also like if we're training, it's you know it's just football. You know you get it quite easily what you need to do. So,
but who is your go-to player on the pitch when you have to ask? What did they say?
It just depends who's next to me or something.
Okay,
no go-to player.
Fordi altså, vi har jo hatt besøk av Holmar. Han da måtte vi gå på engelsk. Besøkt av Rini Kolen, da måtte vi gå på engelsk.
Ja
Kristian Almani i Ingasson I Førøst, da var det engelsk.
Ja.
Og nå har vi Santri engelsk. Ja, ja. Bear with us, folkens.
Yes.
Det jo ikke så ofte vi har spilt I noen episoder. For den første, the first one, born and raised in Helsinki, like we said, Santeri Levi Oliver Venenen.
Yes.
That's correct. And signed for Rosenborg right before Christmas. Played for Klubi 4, that's Jokerit, the old Jokerit, I think. Jokerit?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's Jokerit. It's been a long time ago.
Okay.
So I don't know.
And most of his life for HJK Helsinki, that's the most famous club in Finland, Petri.
Mm.
Tell us about the process here. How did you end up as a Rosenborg player, Santeri?
Yeah, well, after the season, or at the end of the season and after the season, I had a couple of options. I was going through them and then I don't remember at which point I heard about Rosenborg. I think I heard about it first, like a bit earlier, and then it wasn't like, because I'm also I've said to my agent that if it's not like if it's just rumors or something, it's I don't even care. It's, you know, if there's something on the table, then I want to know. So then a bit of time passed by, but yeah, I was, of course, it was it sparked my interest that Rosenborg was interested. And then yeah, a bit later, I think then that was after the season, on holiday, I heard that Rosenborg, that they want to sign me. And that was at that point, that was a pretty easy decision.
You said a couple of other options.
Yes.
Can we do some name dropping here?
No, I don't wanna go into that.
But can you at least tell us what countries, what were nationalities there?
Yeah, there was one club from Denmark and one from Netherlands. But yeah.
And you didn't want to. You didn't want to expand your contract with Oyoko. Your contract was expiring.
Yeah.
So when did you decide to leave? When, at what point did you say, I don't want to sign a new contract here, I want to check other options? When and why?
Yeah, it was, because it was always my goal to, you know, take the next step. And then I had an injury at the start of the season, but After some thinking, I still came to the conclusion that I still have the second half of the season left, and there's gonna be like Euro games and so on, that I will get the chance to show the best of myself. And yeah, that's also why I made the decision that it probably will be better to not to sign a new contract and then find something abroad.
And that plan worked because you played well in the European games?
Yes, it worked.
But tell us a little bit, because you got in a group stage in Europe. How was that for Hoyeko?
Yeah, it was a huge thing. It was almost unbelievable experience to do it with the boyhood club where I've been my whole life, basically. So yeah, it was a great thing. And also for the club, it was nice to have the full stadium at every game. And I think it's also sparked some new attention to the club.
But is it a no-brainer? You're saying you wanted to take the next step.
Yeah.
Now you went from a club in Finland who was playing in European group stage. You come to a Norwegian club, which is not playing in Europe. How is that next step?
Yeah, but I think the overall the league is better here.
Okay.
So that's I think that's the biggest thing, that it's, I think it's kind of everything is bigger in Norway than in Finland.
And now it's up to you to get Rosenborg into Europe.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
So that's probably your plan.
Yeah. For sure.
But how well known is Rosenborg da, still in Finland? Also, Petter talked about Tampere last time Rosenborg were in Champions League, 2007. You're 5 years old. And then that's the last time Rosenborg qualified for Champions League. How well known is the club here still in Finland?
I think like the people that are interested in football in Finland, I think almost everyone knows Rosenborg. But of course, it's, you know, overall football doesn't get like too much attention in Finland. So it's, I wouldn't say it's like a big thing in Finland, but I think everyone that's following football all the time, that, I think they know Rosenborg.
Sports wise, what is the biggest thing in Finland at the moment?
I think it's ice hockey.
It's ice hockey. And then there's javelin. Speed, cost, på nok?
No.
No? And then there's cross-country skiing.
Ski jumping.
Yes, there's a rally.
Ski jumping has been terrible for Finland in 10 years now, but they're after kind of starting up again now.
Yeah. And rally. And they have Formula 1.
Yeah,
they have
Formula 1. Also,
Mika Häkkinen.
Ja.
Kim Raikkonen. But you started the game against Tromsø. You've been training. You were the first week of the training camp in Gran Canaria. You were in with the national team. You made your debut for the seniors in for Finland against Sweden or Estonia or something.
Sweden, yeah.
Yeah. And then you came back, trained with Rosenborg for a week, and you started against Tromsø in the central midfield position. How was that?
Yeah, it was great to get the first game. Of course, the especially the first half when I played, the game wasn't too good. We were a bit, I'd say, unorganized. It was bit hard for us to find the structure and find each other on the field. But yeah, of course, it's the first game, so that's what comes with it also.
When you compare the football you played for HJK Helsinki to the one you're playing now for Kjetil and Geir at Rosenborg,
yeah,
what's the differences? What's the similarities?
I think the biggest difference is probably like the tempo and like the intensity overall, like in trainings, and we go like quicker forward and try to find the options forward quicker, I think.
Formation wise, is it the same or?
Yeah, it's pretty much the same. Yeah.
So and 5-3-2. And like so the listeners, just it is established. You are a central midfielder at number 6. You're not in Norway. We have term indreløper, but you are the central.
I can play 6 or 8.
Okay.
Yeah. Når han nå sier at han spiller som nummer 6,
ja, vi tar det med.
Så har vi jo fått et spørsmål. Ja. Because there are some of our listeners who obviously think it's kind of ballsy of you to take number 6. Because as you well know, Roarstrand, one of your coaches,
yes,
a legend at the club, played with number 6. After he retired, no one has. Jo, except for Alexander Tetti. For a short period of time.
Yeah.
It's not the smallest shirt in the locker room.
Yeah, that's what I heard. It's an honor to wear that jersey, and yeah, I've heard that maybe not everyone's too happy about it, but yeah, I was when I was asked about if I want the number 6, if I, yeah, when I was given the opportunity to take it, I couldn't say no to that. It's, of course, it's kind of a like a challenge, but yeah, I couldn't say no to that.
They have asked a few of the Norwegian players to wear number 6, and they've all said no. For instance, Per Siljan. And now you came from Finland, and you didn't know the history, so they kind of went for
Mitchell.
So they kind of they let you have the number 6 just to move on, maybe.
Yeah.
Or does it say anything about your confidence levels? It's a kind of no problem. I'll have the number 6.
I mean, I think it also. Yeah, I think it also gives me like more confidence that I've been given that number more than it giving me pressure.
Yeah,
I think.
But they asked you to take it, or did you say I will have it? There were Rosenborg.
I was actually already gonna take another number, and then I was asked if I want the number 6. So yeah.
But what's your preferred number then? If you could choose between all the numbers in the world, what's your? Do you have a favorite number?
I think it would be maybe 21 or then 6.
Yeah.
But you didn't know about the history when you said yes, or did you know about it?
Yeah, I heard when I was asked, I heard that it was like legendary.
Have you spoken to Roar afterwards?
But the number, no.
No. Because I think Roy wanted someone to play with it again. He thinks it's kind of stupid.
Relieved about it.
Yeah.
Okay, det var langt på. Yeah, before we go to you, the second one. Yeah. We're still on the first one. Because I have a little quiz.
Okay, for me or for Santeri?
For both of you, perhaps. Okay. The quiz is how many Finnish players have been in Rosenborg before you?
I think and I know the answer, so I'll wait.
And who are they?
One of them you know for sure, because you told us he's been your coach.
Yeah, I know two for sure, and I know. But I think there's...
You have to tell us through the process there.
I know Riku Riske, I know Jusk Savalainen, and I know... I don't remember the name of the one, but I'm sure of three, but...
You're sure of three, but you don't... But you have two names?
Yeah, but yeah, I've remembered. I don't remember one name.
So Riku Riski,
Juska
Savolainen.
Yeah, and then one more at least.
Janne Saarinen.
Janne Saarinen.
Left back, early 2000, played. Yeah. And went to Strasbourg, France.
Oh yeah.
And
yeah.
Mika Koppinen.
Yeah.
Central defender.
Yeah.
Who's now in Tromsø?
Maybe you have another name as well. Were you thinking about someone else?
I was thinking about the last one. Yeah.
Okay, Mika.
Og så kan jeg jo si at skytte inn at the great great grandfather of Bjørn Virkola, ski jumper and a league winner here with Rosmo in the 70s. His great great grandfather is also from Finland.
So you mean it's kind of 5.2?
Yeah, something. Yeah. Okay. 5.2 Finnish players in the Rosmo history. Okay, den andre, og akkurat her, det passer litt med Mika Koppin og Savolainen og Saarinen og alt det der, for du har jo åpnet en ny spalte, Carl Pedersen.
Ja.
Han får en liten han sendte oss en Twitter-melding I forbindelse med din nye spalte.
Ganske ofte så dukker det opp Rosenborg-navn fra historien. Det kan være lenge tilbake, det kan være bare et par år siden, og så lurer vi på hvor jeg er nå. Og det egentlig essensen I denne spalten. Så vi har en på luringsen I dag. Ja, det var en liten teaser, sant? For det kommer mer senere.
Ja, da, absolutt. Og så kan vi jo si til Carl at flott, fortsett å sende inn Iversgruppa på Twitter, Flickr, Instagram, alt.
Vi ikke på Flickr da.
Nei, jeg ikke det.
Men, Iversgruppa på Face, eller kontakt oss direkte på Twitter. Kom med innspill og ønsker på hvem vi bør sjekke opp, hvor de hen I verden, hva de gjør, hvilken jobb de har, ja, og så videre.
Nå kommer straks dagens, hvem husker du dagens?
Nei, hvor de?
Dagens, hvor de? Den tredje, som da meg, jeg skal bare sende en kjapp liten hylles til bredden I dag, for nå skal jo adressa fortsette både den her Iversatsingen, og vi skal starte en storsatsing på bredden, så det passer veldig bra, for den intro-videoen til Byåsen på Lars Valderhøy på Twitter. Så du det?
Nei.
Nei, den anbefaler jeg alle å gå inn og kikke på. Altså, Lars Valderhøy gikk jo tilbake fra Blink til Byåsen nå, og da koste jeg meg bra på den intro-greia på Twitter. Tynset gjør noen gode forsøk, ser jeg på Twitter, og det flere som melder seg på med deres signeringsvariantene sine, men Valderhøy, 10 av 10.
10 av 10, ja. Det solid.
Ja, det sykt bra.
Ok.
Ja, en kudos opp til vestsida der. Ja. Da vi I gang. We talk a lot about you, Santeri, of course, both on and off pitch. We have this new column. We already have a question from the listeners. We have some more. But we have to start in Norwegian a little bit, I think, and I'll put you in.
Okay. Put you in.
Because I put you in. if that's allowed to say.
No, it's not.
I'll put you in when it suits me. Fy faen, jeg skal ikke banne, men. For Tengstedt da solgt. Vi skal snakke litt om overgangssynet først. For Tengstedt da solgt. Kom ikke inn for Benfica I går, men var I sin første kamptropp. Sæter ble. Og alt tyder da på at også vekker interessen fra Bulgaria ikke har hentet inn noe nytt bud. Der det også interesse fra Sverige, så får vi se. Den internasjonale vinduet nå stengt. Og det siste, Petter, jo at Viktor Jensen har røkt da til Utrecht.
Ja, det stod skrevet I stjerne at ikke han hadde Rosenborg, rett og slett. Så... Ja. Så det sånn måtte bare bli, tror jeg, rett og slett.
Dermed det slik nå at Rekdal går inn I resten av oppkjøringen uten Carlo Holse, som skadet, uten Viktor Jensen, som borte, og uten Kasper Tengstedt, som I Benfica. Hvor svekket Rosenborg?
Nei, altså det jo Carlo Holse, det bare av dem som igjen, og det kjedelig at han ikke på feltet ennå, men
han stadig... tror jeg greia.
Ja, det tror jeg kan passe Rosenborg bra, for han var god I fjor, og jeg tror Rosenborg ganske avhengig av han nå, det aldri så galt at det gått for noe, som heter. Og den skaden til Carlo kan jo ha ført at han Rosenborg en sesong til, ja. Og det tror jeg kan være ganske bra for Kjetil Rekdal, og så lurer jeg jo litt på hva de syns om spissene sine i månedsskiftet januar-februar. Men det klart, det jo lenge igjen. Og de så mye dårligere ut på samme tid I fjor.
Ja.
Så vi får bare være sterke trua, og håpe at det ordner seg. For den første matchen mot Tromsø var ikke noe smikket av en fotballkamp.
Så får vi se mot Levanger på søndagen. Planen at alle skal spille I den adressa sin til matchen fra Sodvinhallen på Kyrksøtrøra.
Dit skal du?
Dit skal jeg.
Du gleder deg, for det hjemmebane for deg.
Det hjemmebane.
Ja.
Den hallen kan jeg.
Ja.
Så har vi vært innom spisser som Rosenborg har kikket på. We have written about Agun Sadiku, who has been linked to Rosenborg at least. We are not sure whether he comes or not. But he's quite well known for you, Santeri.
First time I knew about him was in Helsinki in AIK, and he was in Antique under 90s or something, and I think at that point I was in second team for men. So yeah, but I had a few training sessions with him then, and yeah, now he's been in Honka in Espoo the last season. So yeah, I know he had a very good season last season. I think he scored 14 goals, and yeah, also he was with the national team now. No.
What kind of striker is he? Is he tall? Is he small? Is he fast? Is he
slow?
probably not slow. What are his skills?
I'm not sure. Like, how you say it? But yeah, I think figure the word out. But yeah, he can. I think yeah, he can go behind the line.
Okay.
He can also play. Well, with his back to the goal, he can shield the ball. He can run behind. And yeah, he's also a hard worker. He's I like his mentality a lot.
But is he Kristall size or is he Ole Sæther size?
I think in between.
In between.
But and you shall not be a sport director of Rosenborg.
Oh, you can if you want.
But
no
is
problem.
He, do you think is he good enough to come here?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Because of the things you just said. Did you play alongside him in the national team now?
Yeah, in the Sweden game, yeah. But that wasn't too good of a game for us. So not too much about that. But yeah, I think at least what I've seen from last season. I didn't follow their games too much. But of course, when they played against us and from what I've seen, I think he's good.
Ja, og Agon Sadiku også blir 20 år I år. Vi får nå bare se bedre. Vi har skrevet at den står på lista til Rosenborg. Vi har jo ikke skrevet at den kommer til Rosenborg.
Nei, det vet noen som har nevnt. Det mange navn som nevnes.
Ja, for et fotball.tv I går på Deadline Day dro jo opp et navn som heter av sekken for Morgan Whittaker som spiller I Swansea. Han verdt for mye penger til at den kan kjøpes av Rosenborg, så det ut til. Han verdt, de har jo takket Knight I Rangers blant annet på Whittaker. Markedsverdien på flere millioner pund. Samtidig så hadde han vel et ikke alt for bra utlån på I Lincoln på nivå 3 I fjor, så det jo usikkert, men skal Whittaker vært aktuell for Rosenborg, så må det tilfelle vært på lån, men du rister på huet.
Ja, det gidder ikke jeg, rett og slett.
Eller så sitter du med følelsen
av at... Nei, det går ikke, altså.
Sitter du med følelsen av at det ikke så mange rene forsterkningsspisser I Skandinavia I Rosenborg sin prisklasse akkurat nå, det må liksom lages selv, altså det som han sa, det gikk jo et emne som de kanskje må utvikle selv, som Tengstedt.
Men du har et kjempeforslag.
Ja.
Resigner Ole Sæther.
Ja. Det kan hende at de trenger spiss I tillegg da, ja, da. På utfronten så ser det ut til at Mikkel Seid da går til Kristiansund I for noe så Og så venter vi på en avklaring rundt
Det har jeg lyst til å si to ord om Det synes jeg fint for Mikkel For nå har han levd en litt sånn omflakkende tilværelse et par sesonger her Og liksom mest vært broren til Emil Men han jo en bra fotballspiller Og hvis han får sjansen I KBK så synes jeg det topp stemning Topp stemning
Så det, venter vi på en avklaring rundt Vebjørn Hoff og Vidsheim Polo, som lånte spillere som da...
Apropos spissa for øvrig, ja. Vidsheim Polo var vel spiss siste gang vi sjekket, selv om han nå har drevet og spilt venstreback og sånn på det laget som ikke har vestet.
Han skal på ny til ny klubb, så det bare...
Ja, men det må jo finnes en klubb først da. Ja, da.
Men det finner jo klubb. Vi snakket om Hoff, og så samtidig... Perhaps it's quite a few strikers in Rosenborg now, but it's very, very many midfielders. What do you think about the competition? You are competing with Tobias Børkeie, who is also a central midfielder, and you changed with him last time. What do you think about the competition?
Yeah, there's, of course, a lot of competition, tough competition. There's a lot of good players, of course. But yeah, I think it's a very good thing for everyone, I think. Because it's, at least for me, it gets the best out of me when there's competition. I have to be sharp every day, you know. So, yeah, I think it is as a positive thing.
Now it's a new game coming up on Sunday. Has Kjetil talked about that game already? Do you know whether you're playing or?
No, I don't know too much. No.
They will all be playing because he said the two first games were kind of...
We'll start, we'll come in.
Yeah.
Vi får se, men den midtbanen jo den som bredt besatt, og nå meldte jo Per seg på sist ordentlig, sant? Du snakket om han forrige uke at du håpet på en god Siljan-sesong,
ja.
Så det han som på Tromsø mot Tromsø NM som da tar tak I det.
Ja, og så det jo ikke minst Sverre Nypan som, ja, det kjempetrangt på midten Tromsborg, og det må det jo være også.
Ja. Vi skal litt videre, for vi snakket da om, vi snakket om Vekka, Petter. I stad Ludo Goretz, hvor det litt stille nå, kanskje ikke skjer en ting, men en som har spilt med Stefano Vecchia har du snakket med I en flette ny spalte.
Ja da, hvor de? Ja da, ja da, hvor de nå? Hvor de nå?
Den 20. november 2010 ble han presentert som Rosenborg-spiller, og han debuterte samme året mot Ålesund 7. mars. Sin siste kamp I RBK-trøya spilte den 9. november 2014, og står I statistikken med 172 offisielle kamper for Rosenborg. Daniel Ølund, du Rosenborgs gamle keeperkjempe. Hvor du nå?
Nå jeg I Stockholm og sitter på I mitt konferensrum I det företaget som jeg driver.
Okej. Okay. Noe fotball igjen I livet til Daniel Ølund akkurat I 2023 da?
Ingen fotball. Jeg har det var första året 2022 som jeg ikke höll på med någonting. Jag har varit tränare under hela min aktiva karriär så tränade jag lag vid sidan om också. Men 2021 var sista året. Sen så har jag faktiskt ingenting med fotboll att göra utan att titta och heja.
Akkurat. Sista kampen spelade också för Rosenborg I november 2014 då kontrakten din gick ut. Hvor tog karriären dig vidare efter att du förlot Lerkendal?
Ja, vart tog den vidare? Tanken var att flytta hem till Stockholm och spela för en klubb där. Vart inte riktigt så som jag önskade så jag flyttade över till finska ligan och spelade en säsong I HJK Helsingfors. Och efter det så tänkte jag att nu orkar jag inte bo utan familjen så då flyttade jag till Stockholm och fick massa erbjudanden att flytta vidare utomlands men hade väl tappat ganska mycket av motivationen för att spela och kände att jag ville vara på hemmaplan så jag gjorde som alla gör när man är en talang, man går till Brommapojkarna men jag gick väl I fel ordning jag avslutade min karriär I Brommapojkarna men det var riktigt, ett riktigt roligt år när man blir lite äldre och får se alla de här unga hungriga spelarna och man kände igen sig så väl I dem och man försökte mer hjälpa dem ut I karriären. Ni har en av spelarna I Rosenborg idag.
Okej.
Okay. Jag spelar med. Steffo Stefano Vecchia.
Nettopp, han känner vi gott. Men det betyder att du följer kanske lite mer Rosenborg nu också I 2023. Vad är förhållandet till Rosenborg?
Jo, men självklart följer jag de lagen jag spelat I Rosenborg fick jag en väldigt starkt band. Jag trivdes väldigt gott I Trondheim och I klubben och valde väl själv att förlåta, att lämna för min familjesituation. Mina barn var stora och de skulle börja skolan och så. Så nej, men jag följer med. Det har väl gått lite si och så. Samtidigt så är det många andra lag som har tagit väldiga kliv, vilket är sjukt roligt tycker jag med fotbollen. Att det är andra lag som är uppe och slåss där, Bode Glimt. Det var ju strykpåsen när jag spelade. Nu är de uppe och fightas varje år om titeln.
Ska vi kanske avsluta med ditt främsta Rosenborg-minne då? Det har gått några år sedan du var I Trondheim. Det börjar bli en stund sedan 2014, Danne. Du har fått tid att tänka på det. Vad är ditt starkaste minne?
Nej, men 2010 var ett fint år när vi gick obesegrade genom serien och tog guld. Vi gjorde det helt OK ut I Europa. Det var en ribbträff från Champions League. Borta I parken så 2010 var fint. Sen tycker jag även sista hösten 2014 när Kåre kom in och vi, ja, jag tror vi var nästan obesegrade hela hösten. Så det var ett härligt avslut på sessionen I Rosenborg.
Det var kul att höra från dig igen. Då vet vi var du är. Du är I Stockholm och du sitter på jobb och har slutat spela fotboll men följer fortsatt lite grann med Rosenborg, ikke sant?
Ja, jo, lite grann. Mycket. Jag försöker följa så mycket jag kan. och planerar väl en trip här till våren för att komma och se någon kamp. Jada, var är de? Jada, var är de nu?
Var är de nu? Hva synes du om jingen?
Nei, det var noe av det bedre jeg har
vært. Klasse?
Ja, den skal du få.
Takk for det.
Jeg strør ikke om meg av komplimenter, men den var bra.
Ja, ok. Tror jeg får spille jobba på den?
Nei. Nei, ok. Men det jeg jakter vel heller ikke på.
Nei, egentlig ikke.
Men sant, Eri, Daniel Ølund, he told us he was one season in HJK as a goalkeeper after he had won the league with Rosenborg, but you don't remember him.
No, I think I was maybe too young at that point, or not following too much about the first team.
And as he said himself, he didn't make. I don't think he did the best of a season of his career at the HJK. So maybe there's not too many Finnish
but
who know him.
He was good in Rosenborg.
Fantastic,
especially in 2009 when they and 10 when they didn't lose a match. But HJK Helsingfors, that's your club, Helsinki. Did you play there from you were 5 years old? How is the history there?
Yeah, I think I was there from when I was, I think, 7 years old.
Is this a club that you can just knock on the door and I want to join? Or is it an academy like in Rosenborg?
Yeah, so well, you're when you're like seven, yeah. So then you can just go to a team there. There's like... different team for every part of Helsinki, but it's still HJK, and yeah, but at I think at maybe 9 or 10 years old there comes the like the academy team, and yeah, that's where you need to be good enough to get in there. So yeah, I got into that when it came to our turn for our age.
So you have always been good, a talent.
I wouldn't also say that, because it's when I was at that age, I wasn't close to the I wasn't one of the best in the team, but I always trained a lot, and it came through that, and yeah. Also, I was at that point. I was pretty like physically. I wasn't at the level of others. I was slower, smaller. So that's also one thing that also I think mattered. But yeah, at the start of the first like academy team years, I wasn't too good.
But obviously, they saw something in you then, because they wanted to keep you.
Yeah. And I think after the first few years, it's pretty quickly I developed pretty quickly after that.
Okay, so when you got when you were a teenager, you kind of grew up, and they could all see your talent.
Yeah.
Improving.
Yeah, and that's where I also saw myself. Like, if I just train enough, it will also pay off.
And then the name Jukka Savolainen appears, because he played for Rosenborg after Rosenborg played Tampere. They brought Jukka Savolainen here, and he's been your coach.
Yeah, he was. I'm not too sure about which age was that, but I think it was like around 11, 12 years old. So yeah, I remember, and that's also, I think, one of the like a point where he told the players told me to really like work hard for it if you want to be a footballer, and that kind of stuck in my mind. And I think when he was the coach, I took some big steps forward.
Can you remember him speaking a lot about Rosenborg?
No, but I remember like that was the first time I heard about Rosenborg.
Yeah.
It was first time I got to know about that, so yeah, I remember that, but yeah.
Because let's be honest, he didn't have the best or the biggest Rosenborg career. He's not the biggest star being around here at Lekendal, but was he kind of famous in Finland? Did you know that, oh, he's been a professional footballer abroad? And
Yeah, and I know that he had played some national team games. So.
Men altså, sorry my English here, but men altså, han satt jo, han var jo med mot Molde, han vant seriegull for eksempel. Ja, ja. Han startet noen kamper som ble viktig Juska, så han var jo med på noe, men han var jo på en måte som da...
Han var en del av svenneprøven til Erik Hoftun som sportsleder. Det var Roy Miller, Juska Savolainen.
Ja, John Pelu.
John Pelu.
Og den har blitt litt sånn etterkant, litt
fleipa
sånn...
Litt med det.
Fleipa litt med, men... Og Savolainen, he was brought til Trondheim because of his performances for Tampere
against
Rosenborg in the Champions League qualification 2007. But very... Has it always been football for you? Because you like you dropped 10 minutes ago, you said about hockey is bigger, winter sports are perhaps bigger as well. Have you done other sports or has it just been football?
I played hockey until I was like 9 or around 9 or 10 years old, I think. But other than that, it's always been football.
Yeah, but were you a bigger talent in football then or what was the reason you...
I think I was good at both, but I just liked football more. It wasn't a... Too hard of a choice.
But how big is... we have fått a question from Anders. We got a question from Anders. How big is football in Finland? Because you came to the European Championships 2020. Did that do something about your interest? Or is it always the Jari Littmann, Sandvipi, yeah. That's it?
That's what I was going to say. Jari Littmann.
Of course, the going to the qualifying, the Finland qualifying to Euros, it was a very big thing. It was the first time. It was a very big thing, I think. Think it also sparked a lot of interest because in Finland, if Finland is doing on national team level doing well in any sport, it sparks a lot of interest. No matter if it's hockey or basketball or anything. So yeah, I think it brought some more of also like media attention to football, which isn't too big in Finland.
So when Santeri Venänen now goes. On the payments of Helsinki, you can't be left alone, or are you?
I can walk pretty alone there.
But when you signed here, yeah. Was it mentioned in the biggest newspaper in Finland? Was it mentioned on the TV biggest TV channels in Finland?
I think it was probably mentioned, but not too big of an article. I think.
Okay. Because we are still Anders, how good is the Finnish league, and who is the next Littmann?
Yeah, well, tough questions. I don't know how to say about the level of the league in Finland. It's, I think, like the tempo and the speed of game it's not too good. You know, it's the football is kind of slow, so I think that's one that one thing that should be better there, because it's like in Euro games it's very high intensity and it's yeah, it's far away from what the league has. Mm. And the next Litmanen, I don't know.
Is that Santeri Venänen?
Well, I'm not. The same type of player.
He's not number 10, he's number 6.
You know. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
But do you play on artificial grass or is it just normal?
Artificial, yeah.
All the way through, all the league?
There's a few teams, I think now there's maybe two or three teams that play on grass, but yeah, basically artificial.
Oh, so you still have left to experience Lerkendal in the middle of the summer?
Yes.
With perfect grass?
Yes, but I like grass more. I like it more.
He's came to the right place.
Yep.
He's come to the right
we
place.
We do too. at least I do.
But we talked about Savolainen, and yeah. Then you are getting older. When do you understand that you can be professional? When you can leave a football?
I think it was also always like the dream to be a professional player, but it's hard to say an exact point where I was like. I can be a professional, but when I was like maybe around 12 or 13, I understood that what you have to do, like of course not perfectly, but started to understand like what you have to do to be professional, and maybe around 14, 15, I was like, okay, that like, yeah, it can really happen.
Okay. Like,
So when you're like 14, 15, you kind of went, shit, I didn't learn Swedish, so
yeah.
It has to be Premier League, or it has to be La Liga, or...
But we had Sverre Nypan in the podcast. He's young, he's talented. He told us that he's almost lived on the pitch of Nardo when he grew up. He's still growing up.
Yeah, he's still growing up,
How was that with you? Did you play football for young people listening to this and have a dream throw their same? Did you live on the pitch, or have you trained with Helsinki and that's it? One... hour a day, or
when I was of course when I was younger I was training a lot. I was just spending a lot of time on the field, and I remember at some point we went always, we had morning training with Helsinki, and is it elementary school when you're like 12 or something, so we would have a morning training, and then we'd go straight from school to train, which was like maybe hour and a half or 2 hours before training, and at one point and then we stayed after, and sometimes the coach had to say that you can't come too early here, so you're not tired when the training starts.
So you trained 1 hour and a half before the training started?
Yeah, we went straight from school and we ate something and went to the field.
But we still don't know you. We have seen you in some Euro clips, and we saw you against Tromsø, and we saw you in Gran Canaria the last week. Stefan was there. What's your strengths? What's your weaknesses?
I think one of the biggest strengths is, of course, winning duels, winning the 50-50 balls for the team. And they have been aggressive on that when we're defending, and yeah, with the ball, I'm good when we're building up and going to the next phase. I can help a lot in those situations.
And he didn't mention his weaknesses.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about weaknesses, because it's if I don't say them, maybe you don't notice.
Sure, smart. Yeah, very smart.
And we talk a little bit about the off pitch as well, but before that, what are your ambitions here? Also, do you want to stay here for 5 years? Do you want to get to the best league possible? What do you want to achieve with your years in Trondheim?
The biggest thing is winning the league here. I think I want nothing more here than to win the league. It would be fantastic. And of course, if I think about on a bigger time frame, of course I want to someday play in top five leagues. But yeah, I don't think about that too much. I try to focus on what's here and what's real now, and that's getting ready to the season, and now the goal is to win the championship.
Shall I and Petter expect that you are regular for Rosenborg this year in the first 11 starting lineup?
Well, yeah, that's I just do my best, and that's for the coach to decide. So we'll see.
Number 6 is supposed to be a regular.
He cannot sit on the bench. Number 6 in Rosenborg.
I hope I am, but yeah, I'll do my best.
Talk about your other life as well, if there is one, because some of the players are coming to Rosenborg, either from Norway or from abroad. They are just a football punch. That's their whole life. How is that with you? Do you have other interests?
Interests?
I mean, yeah, well...
I'll be so bullied for my years this time as well.
I think, for sure, it's one of... Like, football is, of course, the biggest thing. It's, it's especially in the pre-season, it's taking so much energy. And I don't really do too much anything other here. So I just... after training, I rest, play some PlayStation, and get ready for the next day. So,
because
being from Helsinki, you're kind of a big city boy. You want to stay. You like asphalt better than the woods.
I also like the nature also. But yeah, I like the city also, but not too much. No, not too big cities. I think Helsinki is very good.
What about Trondheim?
It's nice. It's also not too big, you know. It's I've liked it so far.
Because and you live in Ila?
Yeah.
So you now know the distance from Ila to Lerkendal?
Yeah.
Do you know anything else in Trondheim?
I know the city center and I know Solsiden. That's all I know.
Do you drive a car or do you?
Not yet. I've been coming with Isak. He's picking me up every morning.
Yeah.
The training, but yeah.
That's easy. You can continue doing that. You don't yeah. have to buy a car.
Yeah. Just call Isak. Yeah. I think I'm getting a car at some point, but now I'm going with Isak for now.
We always ask these questions as well, but as me and Petter is getting older and older, the question is more and more awkward to ask because the players are getting younger and younger. But you come here by yourself, or do you have a girlfriend with you or something like that?
Yeah, I have a girlfriend. She's moving at April.
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And she's studying or is she working?
I think she's going to start studying. Around this time, but
yeah, and family. I remember when Crystal was here. He started to tell us about his sister, who has a top scorer in the Icelandic women's league.
Yeah.
How is that with you? Do you have an ice hockey player brother or something like that? No. How is your family situation?
No, my little brother, brother plays football, but he's a.
It's not so good.
It's not on my level, but yeah, he's 10 years old, so he still got time. I'm a bit afraid that maybe he'll be better than me, but
okay. So he's when he's so young, he still has the time.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But not those type of stories. That yeah.
So there's no you haven't inherited your talent. Your father wasn't a good footballer.
Yeah, my dad played football. Yeah.
You see.
Yeah, and. Played in the second highest division in Finland and some youth national teams.
Okay. So when you told us that he's probably better updated on Finnish transfers, that's because he's very interested himself.
Yeah. I think, yeah, for sure. And I also think that also my mom knows more about like the kind of football stuff, but outside of what I see, I think she knows more also.
But do you think your father has been the inspiration, because Kasper was here before? He was only half a year, but we managed to get him in the podcast and he told us about his father. He was a left back or right back in the Danish Superliga as well. Has your father has any impact here because of his football career?
I think for sure I think that's what got me to football, I think, for sure.
Akkurat som med meg.
Ja, det korrekt.
Fatteren spiller litt fotball, han eller?
vi nærmer oss rundt, Petter, men litt sånn på tautupen her.
Ja.
Akademisituasjonen i Rosenborg.
Gledelige nyheter I dag,
ja,
rett og slett. Skal ikke si at vi føler at jeg har et del...
Nei, men dra historien.
Nei, ja, men vi skrev om det først. Salmar kom på banen, og så tenker jeg at det lett for en sponsor å si at selvsagt må man på en måte gi jentene samme sjansene som guttene. Men det koster peng. Og da det liksom noen må bare på en måte lukke munnen og komme med pengboka. Og det har en sponsor gjort noe for oss og da... gir det muligheten til å satse også på jentene, og så får damelaget da rest på treningsleir til det er jo ikke en big deal I den store sammenhengen her at damelaget får reise I uke til Marbella det på en måte ikke det store å felle på, det mye viktigere med den biten med akademi selvsagt da, og der det nå skrevet nye avtaler som gjør at det blir akademi for jentene
også.
Selvsagt må det være det I 2023
fascinerende at de skal melde på et 16 års jentelag vel, 17 års jentelag eller noe sånt inn I en gutter 16 serien
ja.
Og det blir interessant å se, det er jo Ørn I sin tid også, så det jo et grep som har funket tidligere,
og ja, det jo Rosenborg og en fellesnevner for alle de tror jeg nesten alle de jentene som spiller på Rosenborg sitt A-lag nå de har jo spilt med gutta
ja.
Hele veien opp, til de har blitt omtrent voksen selv. Så det klart at det god matching for dem, og når du samler på en måte de største talentene I Midt-Norge på et jentelag, så det jo ikke så rart at de sliter med å finne konkurranse god nok, og da det sannsynligvis ganske smart å spille med guttene. sånn er det.
Ranheim på tuppen, Kåre prosjekt, Kåre Ingebrigtsen I gang, 2-2 mot Rosenborg 2 I dag. Du var en tur bort på der, jeg fikk ikke sett noen ting, jeg vet ikke, hva kan vi lese ut av det?
Nei, ingen veien stinkt, det var få alle gjennom, og alle Ranheim-spillere tror jeg var I aksjon omtrent, som var I stand til å være I aksjon, og I 1. januar I 3 minusgrader I fjerde, så det på en måte ikke prestasjonene vi kikker så nøye på, det bare liksom å komme I gang, men... Synes vel det noe jeg aner liksom, altså, Kåre Ingebrigtsen god til å bringe god stemning inn I en klubb Og det Jeg synes jeg på en måte oppfattet et stemningsskifte Umiddelbart jeg trådte over dørstokken der Så blir det spennende å sjekke Om det kan manifestere seg litt bedre resultat Enn de hadde I år da. Så det jo en kjempespennende Sannsynligvis en god nyhet At Jon Holsæter skal spille for Ranheim De 3 neste sesongene fryktelig spennende å se hva slags fotballspiller Jon Holsæter I 2023.
Han lovte jo sist at han skulle være sentral og
dominant
I en klubb han spiller for.
Ja, men han har også vært lenge kneskadet, og han har vært 3 år I et sterkt koronaramma og preget Kina, hvor ligaen bare har blitt dårligere etter hvert som utlendingene har stukket med pengene, og han jo da rett og slett kineser I sammenhengen her, og har ikke fått noe penger, så Kåre Ingebrigtsen har ikke sett Jon Holsæter trene en eneste gang før han blir signert så, men han synes fortsatt at det en god idé, ja, og det spennende Nesia nesten ingen Oppsia kjempestor
nettopp. Santri, Levanger on Sunday and then you are slowly going to back to Spain for a new camp what do you expect what are your own expectations for rest of winter to, everybody says to not to get injured, that's the most important thing
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's of course important. But I think for the team, it's important to that we find the things tactically we need to do together and build a team spirit together. And just basically getting ready for the season. It's whatever. Suits you, of course. Your fitness has to be good enough, and yeah, those type of things.
And is it now at the all at the end of the podcast? We shall mention that, and he's heard it many times already. The similarities to the physical coach Vetle.
Oh yeah,
you cannot escape it.
Yeah.
Do you see it yourself?
I can see what people see, but yeah. Yeah, it's
and the other players they have a little bit fun about it.
Yeah, but I think it's been used a lot already, so it might be getting.
So
old.
We should be moving on.
Yeah, I think it's maybe getting old pretty soon.
Move on. That's the last word from right, from Santri. Thank you so much for joining us, Petter. Engelsken gikk så der.
Ja, jeg triller en tre.
Du putt into det. Du hadde noen greier selv.
Ja,
vi snakkes uansett neste uke.
Det vi.